Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Oh, I have respect for this woman on the phone, and we want to welcome to KDWA Mayor Mary Fassbender. She is here to recap the last city council meeting to get us caught up on some things that are going on around the city. And I don't know what else we'll chat about, but stay tuned and we will get to that. First of all, welcome, Mary. How are things in your world?
Hi, Mo. They're good. Yeah.
The last time we talked, you were telling me that you were very, very busy with your career, with getting people back into your salon, and I would assume that is ongoing. Are you close to getting caught up?
Yeah, I am. You know, it's usually about a 6 weeks turnaround, and I think that was last week, so I started to see my people then now for the second time. Some, obviously, I see more often, but yeah, you know, it's fun to be able to juggle my business and the city and our social life, and it's kind of fun to be able to juggle all that around and try to make our schedules filled again.
Well, certainly,
before it was like there wasn't a whole lot of options. So, yeah, it's been great.
Oh, I'm so glad. And it feels good, I would assume, to get back to some sort of normalcy for you, though I do know that, you know, you're following all of the rules of the CDC, just like everyone else, the new COVID-19 rules.
Sure. Oh, gosh, yeah. And, you know, I take pride in the clients that I do have come in because, you know, respectfully, I've had many of them for many years. And we respect each other, and I think that is what COVID is doing to a lot of us. I think in general, you know, it's my health, it's your health, it's everyone's health, and we should actually all be wearing masks, my personal opinion, just for the health and wellness of the whole community.
So is this something that you would ever, as a mayor, come out and mandate?
Well, you know, we've chatted about it. You know, I'm only one vote, so there's many opinions out there, and we're still gathering information. So, you know, we don't know. Our hope is that people would just abide by everything and educate their children, their whoever, and just be appropriate and wear a mask when inside. I just think that would be so helpful for everybody.
Mary, you mentioned COVID-19 and some of the challenges. A lot of your facilities have been closed. So where do we stand with those, please?
Sure. We now are open, which has been kind of exciting too, you know, just to not to have to walk into City Hall and take my key and unlock the door. It's a bit freeing, if you will. But yeah, our facilities are now open. Of course, we have our protection up in our, you know, at the front desk, we have the shield, so people are away from the employees, and the employees all receive two masks when we reopened for their comfortability and for everyone else's comfortability. There's still some social distancing, of course, going on. If we have any sort of meeting, we do, we have gone upstairs into the community room, which is quite large, so we can spread out. You know, we're trying, Mo. We're just trying to have some type of normalcy, but you can come into City Hall now and the other city official or the city building. So,
and it really is just such an unusual time, and I know there's lots to figure out and work out. Tell us about the council meetings and other meetings, different meetings groups. Do you foresee yourselves going back into the City Hall chambers anytime soon?
You know, that's a good question. Again, for the safety of our council and the safety of the people that come into the building, some of us have underlying issues and we have to be very cautious of that. And we just want it to be safe. At this point, we are still doing our council meetings by Zoom, as are the commission meetings and the committee meetings are also still by Zoom.
Do you think that it involves more people that might want to, you know, hop online but necessarily might not come to a meeting? But I know your last meeting, you had some people that were in the audience, as it were, and had the opportunity to speak. Do you feel that I think Zoom sometimes is a freeing way for people to participate from their home?
Sure. I agree. I don't know if we've had more participation, but I do feel that it is easier for people, other than maybe your older people that maybe want to make comments that don't have internet or a laptop or, you know, that accessibility of a Zoom application. So, yeah, I think I'd have to look back, but I think there possibly is more people watching and able to speak a little more than if they were to come into the facility. You're right. I think it's it could be a little more, again, freeing for people just to jump online if they want to. And HCTV, you know, they've always been such a good partner with us for that. Zoom, to me, it's less personable. Of course it is. I always want to be able to speak with our council people and the people that come in. I mean, that is. But in the situation we just want it to be safe for all parties. I don't know if I see that in the actual near future. I guess that is a part of what our city staff will talk about and maybe bring that recommendation when they feel comfortable and when the time is appropriate.
So I know some of the facilities are open. What about the pavilion, please?
That is open, and that's been very exciting. On Thursdays, there's typically music of some sort, and that opened, I believe this now will be the third week that it's been open. I've been down there. Crowds have been wonderful. You know, we do have to still abide by that 250 people try to limit to that, and we still have to have our social distancing requirements. But when I was down there, the first weekend, it was so wonderful. I was so proud of this community. You know, there were families, of course, sitting together, but there were couples just spread out and, you know, single people, and everybody a lot of people brought their lawn chairs, and plus it was such a wonderful music group. Well, it was a beautiful night. It was just a great time. And people, you know, as they were leaving, Paige Marshall-Bigler, she's awesome. She does a really good job with that Rotary Pavilion as far as booking the events. To have those events, we have to thank the Ruth and George Doffing Charitable Fund because they sponsor a lot of those items. And Ardent Hills, you know, they're one of our big sponsors for those events too. So, you know, it just goes to show it's another thing that we can all come together as a community, even in social distancing, and it's good to see. And some people were wearing masks, but under those masks, you know they're smiling.
I bet.
And, it just makes me feel good.
So you're still meeting through the summer, through pretty much all year, every other week with the full city council, but in the alternate weeks there's lots of committees going on too, aren't there?
Oh sure, the admin committee, and we also have our commissions that they're consistently meeting. Planning commission, PSAC, which is public safety advisory commission, HEDRA meets. I mean, everybody's kind of been on their normalcy. There is once in a while when there'll be a cancellation of a meeting because there's just nothing to meet for. But I think consistently throughout the whole COVID, they've kept their, there's been a lot of inquiries to the city. So I think they stay busy, business as usual, but unusual, you know, with everything that's going on. So it's always good. I mean, for me, I love to be able to go into City Hall. Now, I do have City Hall hours on Mondays and Wednesdays and then Saturdays by appointments. And it's always good to be able to go in and see the department heads and the staff working. And it was hard not to be able to go in. So like I said earlier, it's just a bit freeing. And I think they feel a little more comfortable too, you know, being able to talk to their coworkers and, again, keeping social distancing. And I think it's all been good. And time, you know, is what we all want to just be over it. But I think time is making us make more clear decisions and choices that we have. And so just be a little more a little more love in the air for each other, to be distancing, wearing our masks, and just be considerate to everyone.
Mary, you mentioned your office hours. How can people get an appointment with you? What number would they call?
They could actually text me or call on my cell, which the number is 651-587-4867, or they could email me at mayormary@hastingsmn.gov.
And you are obviously looking for anybody that has anything they want to chat with you about to come in and really sit down one-on-one.
Sure, absolutely. There again, that's been fun to be able to actually meet in person with people in my office. So, yes, I give everybody the opportunity to do that at any time, you know, between those hours. And if we can't make those hours work, they don't have to be as specific in that time frame. I do kind of have a schedule that I can, you know, I have other options, but I try to stick to that Monday, Wednesday, Saturday timing. Just consistency is just better, because then people do know that I am there. But as I've always stated, don't just come in and try to see me, because I'm typically meeting with either staff or a resident of the community. So,
well, I know that you recently met with the new Hastings superintendent, Dr. Bob McDowell. Tell us how that went, please.
I did. What a great asset for our community, I think. You know, we only met for like 45 minutes, but you can kind of get an idea of talking with someone in that amount of time. He just seems to be, I think he'll be really well for this community, and coming from Stillwater, which Stillwater and Hastings are kind of cities of alike, and he has concern for our community. He's done his research too about Hastings, so I think that was important for him to let me know that he knows what's going on in this community too. And you know, we talked about partnerships. How can the school, the chamber, you know, maybe the faith communities and the city, how can we all work together? We all want the same things, you know, at the end of the day. How can we start working together more to make that more of what we're all looking for the city of Hastings?
Let's recap the last city council meeting. What were some of the things that you were working on?
You know, the big conversation at this point is the CARES Act dollars that we'll be getting, and as of what we know right now, we'll be getting about $1.7 million, which seems like a lot of money, but when you're working with the city and looking at all the different avenues where we can help people out throughout our community, it's really, you know, it could go really fast. I mean, I keep telling Dad, would teach you, you could spend that in a day, couldn't you? And he's like, oh, yeah.
Mm.
But, you know, there are guidelines we have to abide by. So our administrative committee of the council, they've had a meeting thus far as well. So their main focus is to identify the needs that are within our community where some of this money can go to. And I think they're working really hard along with Dan to create an opportune time for some of our city finances, you know, possibly some building upgrades, some economic support for our businesses, and economic support for social services, which I think every little pot is going to need something. And it's a tough job to try to disperse that money. How do you, it's like when you own a business.
Right.
How do you have to prioritize? What is our number one priority? Well, of course, we'd love to give everybody a little bit of something, but you know, from a city standpoint, we have needs too, and we want to support everybody that, you know, needs a little bit of something. So I think the admin committee of the council, they're like I said, they're working hard. So that's the CARES Act, and those dollars, you know, they have to be spent from March 1st to November 15th. Well, guess what? 6 weeks from now is September. I mean, that's kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
That's how fast it's going to go. So that was a large portion of our discussion last night. also, little public works had a couple things, and there's always something that we have to pass along as far as maybe developments or public works jobs that are going on with the streets and stuff like that. So it was, it was a pretty normal meeting. I do want to touch bases, though. You know, at the end, I always make announcements and stuff, and I do want people to be aware that, you know, we have a lot of components that are going on within COVID, and it brings up some questionable things too. And the city's always been involved in the diversity, inclusion, and equity program for the past how many years. We have financially and personally been working with that group. We continue to do that. And also we have now, there's a lot of certain individuals that have passions for other initiatives, and we're working hard to meet with those people. And also we have a workshop coming up August 3rd on the diversity, inclusion, and equity. And that is for our council to be more comfortable with the things that are going on around our community. So I just do want people to know that from a city standpoint, we try really hard to do the most we can for everyone. You know, this is a very welcoming community, as I've always said. Of course, there's some people that don't feel that way, and I offer them the opportune time to come in and speak with us too. But we're all here together for the right reason. We want Hastings to be the best that it can be. And again, if anybody would like to set up a time with me, my number is 651-587-4867. Or my email is mayormary@hastingsmn.gov.
We appreciate that, Mayor Mary. Thank you so much. Mary Fassbender. And we are so grateful that you called in today to give us an update of what is going on. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.